Well, you know, obviously we're disappointed. We need to congratulate Minnesota Duluth. I thought they did a tremendous job defensively, especially in the first half, of disrupting things. We couldn't get in a rhythm. We could not get in the flow. Seems like when we did, we turned the ball over, I think, if I'm right. We turned it over four times, and that's pretty tough in a game like this. They turn it over three, I guess. So, you know, but we got a great effort from our kids. I felt like they played hard. We certainly didn't play as well as we played for quite some time, and I guess that's a disappointing thing. I wished I could explain it, but I can't. Just one of those things, and like I said, I think you have to start with Duluth and give them a lot of credit for what they did.
I don't really know how to explain it. They did a good job disrupting us, and, you know, when we got in rhythm, we had turnovers, and turnovers kill you.
When players start fumbling the ball chronically like that, how much does it affect confidence, and how much does it affect the execution of the offense?
Not for me. Okay. Well, you know, I felt like in the first half I felt it really affected us because we just seemed to, you know, we talked about it at halftime. We felt like we were playing scared. We were afraid we were going to make a mistake, you know, and that's not been the typical way we played. And I was, you know, I just felt really good about the way we played coming out in the third quarter, but we turned it over the first two times. And I don't know, I can't explain it. What happened there, but like I said, you do have to give them some credit. They're a very good defense, and they did a great job, and offensively they did the things they had to do to win the football game.
Coach, a lot of times you talk about preparation that week as far as how well the team practices the week before being an indicator of game day. What did you see, anything that made us think that
none. I felt really good going into this ball game. I felt I had probably as confident as I felt in a lot of games, and just felt like we were really ready to play. I felt like we, you know, our preparation was good. Our mental focus was really good. Like I said, I can't explain the turnovers. If I could, I'd write a book and I'd quit coaching, but I can't do that.
Joel, Coach talked about being playing scared a little bit. Were they in your heads, or what was the mind?
Well, you know, anytime you know, they disrupt you like that, you know, it kind of changes how you play a little bit, and you know, it's kind of just a natural reaction. So yeah, you got to give them a lot of credit for doing that. But you know, we really didn't even get a rhythm going until the last drive, and you know, when we did, it was cut short by a turnover. You know, it was just really disappointing.
Joel, do you think that fourth year down, you feel like some of this was pressure on you guys to not have that fourth straight loss or the fourth type issue in the past?
No, I don't think we were. You know, we came out, we were ready to go. You know, I felt like in the locker room it was similar to the last couple games. And, you know, just not executing the first couple drives really, I think, you know, set the tone.
No, what
did
you see on the onside kick?
What did I see? Yeah. I don't know. It's a scrum in there. I saw our guy come out with it. And that's all. So,
Coach, when you change quarterbacks, were you trying to give the team a lift, a spark? What was it?
We've done that all year. That matter of fact, normally Blake has a series in the first half, and we just didn't feel like it was a good time to make that change. And after we had turned it over once in the third quarter, which, you know, happened again, we just felt like maybe there was going to be a spark with him. And, you know, and he gave us a spark, except that we fumbled the ball. So,
Baldwin, when you
return an interception for a touchdown about 8 minutes ago. Do you think it was enough time for the team to tie the game up?
Yep, I thought it was enough time to tie it, get the lead, come out with a winning outcome.
What did you see on that play when you got in front of that pass?
I knew it was coming. She was from watching film. I hadn't seen it all day. It was anticipated. I knew somebody had to make a play. I was trying to do my best.
Running game's a bright spot for you guys. Were able to get some good yardage there. Did you see anything in the hole?
Yeah, I think we were. The O-line did a good job today as far as opening up the holes. I mean, just like Coach Nazi said, every time we started to get things rolling, we just had either a mental error or a turnover, which really kind of set us back.
Joe, can you talk about what went through? I mean, the last 3 years, there's been a more heartbreaking way to lose. And, the clock is running down, they're running out on the field. Mm-hmm.
Just felt helpless, and really hasn't even set in yet for me. There's a bunch of guys in the locker room crying and stuff. I'm really disappointed. Obviously, I'm really disappointed. It hasn't set in that, we missed another opportunity. We do got a lot to be proud of. Sorry, it's been a really good run. Hopefully we have kept the tradition of this football team up to a high standard, and we've set the bar so that the kids that are younger than us, want to achieve it, and one of these years it's going to happen.
Coach, what do you say to your senior?
Not much you can say. It's disappointing. It's disappointing for this year. It's not disappointing because it's 4 years in a row. Yeah, that's disappointing because I have to come in here and answer these questions. But for our kids, it's this year. That's what it's all about. And like I said, I was just really disappointed for them because they did play really hard, but we made our focus was poor, and we made a lot of mistakes. And I don't know what the solution is to that.
Joel, what were they doing defensively to disrupt you guys? I think that when they were in the red zone, they didn't score
I think it was just more of what we were doing wrong than more of what they were doing. I think we were missing a couple of blocks, and we were a little confused in the beginning as far as blitz pickups and things of that nature. And I mean, not that I know of. I really didn't see it. I'd have to go back and watch film.
I scored about 8 more points. It would have been probably the best thing I could have done. But, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that sarcastically. I'm just you look at the game, and there's 1,000 things you'd like to do different. Hindsight's 20/20, that isn't the way you play the game of football. So, we'll look at it sometime and review it and see the things that happened and hopefully maybe learn something from it. It's a hard lesson in life, but, those things happen.
Can you explain what happened at the end of right before the second touchdown there? You guys got a first down, but you had to call timeout. Can you explain kind of the confusion there?
I'm not even sure what situation.
You had to call a timeout.
We were first and goal on the one, I think, and we just felt like we couldn't, you know, we weren't sure whether we were going to go with, you know, our Haas personnel or what we were going to do, and you can't let that 40-second clock, you can't let the game clock run. That's why we had to call a timeout. And, you know, I mean, we got the right group. After we were able to talk, we got the right group in. We scored on the, you know, on the next play. You don't like to take a timeout there, but sometimes you have to.
One final question.
I'd like to suggest something to both Coach Churchman and Joel. Both Marv Levy and Jim Kelly are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You guys did a great job.
I appreciate that. We're Northwest, and that's all we are. That's all we can be. Thank you.